The next patient is Maria Garza. The last name is G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A. First name, Maria. Clinical case of a 43-year-old Hispanic female with history of membranous nephropathy associated to SLE. The patient has been treated with the administration of CellCept 100,000 milligrams POBID, period. The compliance with the medications have been erratic, but it seems to me that this time the patient is getting more compliant and taking the medications. The most recent laboratory workup that was done February the 3rd, 2022, shows that the creatinine went down to 2.4, that the estimated EFR is 23 mL per minute, which is more than what we had before. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. The CO2 is 20. Liver function tests are normal. Period. The protein creatinine ratio had changed. Has decreased from 1100 to 700 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is a substantial decrease. The patient has arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure reading is 119 over 83. That for the first time in a long time, in more than 2 years, this is a number that we are expecting her to have. Following number, the patient has a history of anemia related to the CKD stage 4. The current hemoglobin is 11.4. Following number, systemic lupus erythematosus that most likely is in remission. The patient is taking Plaquenil 200 milligrams POBID. Following number, overweight. The patient was advised to go on a plant-based diet, low sodium diet, and very low protein, and avoid the animal protein. That is the best for this patient, a plant-based diet. Following number, seizure disorder control with the administration of Keppra. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism, period. The patient is encouraged to continue the change in the lifestyle, take the medication, lose weight, and as mentioned before, make the adjustments in the diet. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spend 12 minutes examining the lab, in the face-to-face conversation, 15 minutes, and in the documentation, 9 minutes.